We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on Lamed Aleph on the Beis. V'omer Rav Elazar, Chana hatichu dvarim klapi mailo. Chana was talked disrespectfully to a klapi mailo. Shenema v'tespal al Hashem. V'lamed shatichu dvarim klapi mailo. So al Hashem, she davened al Hashem, it sounds like she said something wrong. Takar's Baruch Hu. And what was that talking about? Like I said before, two things. Either Imra'a Tereh, which means she said she'll be Mestate, she'll be Miyached, in order to drink the Meisaita, which was not, was a little disrespectful. And also, she said, like, what's the Dadim for? She said, you have a mouth to talk and a nose to smell. What's the Dadim for? Those things were a little bit disrespectful. Omar Avalaz, Eliyahu, Tichad Dvarim, Klai Ma'ala, Eliyahu, and he also said something disrespectful, klapi ma'ala. Shnema va'ata hasiboisas liv ma'acharonis. It says by the story with the Baal that Eliyahu Navi told Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's your fault. You made the Eden. You gave them the Yetzahara to make them go off. Omra Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, v'nayin shechaza Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hoid lo Eliyahu. How do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was at the end agreed to Eliyahu Navi? Dechsiv asha hari oisi. It says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk in Micha, so it says, "Vayim hu no Hashem ois v'hatzileya v'nidocha kavta." Hashem says, "I'm going to gather the tzileya and also v'asher haroisi, and that I made bad, I'm going to gather them v'shas the geula." So you see that Hashem is agreeing that He created the Yetzirah and made them bad. Omer Rabbi Chama Rab Chinal, Mali Shalish Mekrais Alolun Smoit Duraglem Shoshani Yisrael. Not three psukim. The feet of Klai Yisrael would be shaking. They wouldn't be able to stand up. Bedin. These three psukim, which are they're a limus chus on Klai Yisrael. Chad dechsev asher hari oisi, that Hashem says, I myself created the Yitzhahara. Chad dechsev hinik echoim v'yad yoytze kin atem v'yadi beis Yisrael. That Hashem says, you're in my hands. So it seems like a little bit that it's up to Hashem if they didn't do good or not. Chad dechsev v'asi roisi eslev evim v'sarachem v'sat lechem lev basa. That means that right now you have a Lev Evan. You can't. We can't do as much, and therefore I'm going to give you a Lev Basa. Rav Papa Mahachav es ruchi etem v'kirbechem v'sizat hashavchu kitaleichu. I'm going to give you a ruach, and then you will do hashavchu kitaleichu. And of course, these things are not really an excuse. A person still has a very easy. I think Rashi speaks it out. The person has, he could do good, and of course he's very capable of doing good. Just which Shalim Etzchos was saying, Lamaisa to have Yetzahara. But of course, it's not the etzem just a pischem peh. It's not a mitis. Like the Mashah says, mavoyed vade inze taina mitis b'mishpat shrei nitna b'chira la'adam k'vishalom k'dushim b'rasi yetzahara b'rasi tavlin shi'at taira. You don't want the yetzahara, learn taira. So it's not really an excuse. It's a pischem peh for limud zchus v'klai Yisrael. You're not going to have now guys who do averus. What do you want? Ah, have yetzahara. It's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. Just for limud zchus v'klai Yisrael, that's what it's for. Omer Rav Elazar, Moshe atiach dvarim klapi ma'ala. Moshe also was atiach dvarim klapi ma'ala. Shnem v'yispal Moshe el Hashem, and we darshan instead of el Hashem, al Hashem. Al tikri el Hashem, ela al Hashem. Shekein debei Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, karen l'alfin ayinin, l'ayin alfin. Loshen, you see, you could read it al Hashem. And we'll see different examples now of where Moshe Rabbeinu was said things to Hashem, blaming it on Hashem, kaviyachol, for the Yidin's, for the Klai Yisrael's Averis. The Rav Yana Yom HaHocha, this pasuk, says, V'di Zahav, my V'di Zahav, Amri Rav Yana, Kacha Amo Yisrael Fekash Baruch Hu, Rabbein Shalom, Shul Kesev V'Zav Sheshpat Lam Yisrael, because of all the money you gave to Klai Yisrael, this week's parashah, Pshas Kriyas Yam Shalom, you gave all that money to Klai Yisrael, Ad Sh'oim Rudai, Shul said, enough, I had enough. Who Garam Sh'asus Egel? That caused them to the Egel. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu, who was with Limitz Chos HaKlai Yisrael, he said, he gave him too much gold. Amri Rabbi Yanai, Ein Ari Noyem, a lion doesn't get angry and crazy, Metoich Kupash or Tevin. If you feed him Tevin, that doesn't make him all wild. Metoich Kupash Abbas, when he's full with a good steak, then the lion goes crazy. And we're saying the same thing with Klai Yisrael, that when you give them too much, that's what happens. Another Marshal, Omar Reisha, Marshal Adam Shahis like Parakachusha. He had a cow that was very weak, it was full of bones, bony, you know, it wasn't fat. Hachila karshinim, which is a delicacy for behemoths. And then he started kicking him. Once you make him, you fill him up, then he gets wild. you know, what caused the para to get all wild? What caused the kashin shechaticha? And that's what Moshe was telling Rabbi Shalom also, that you gave him all that stuff, and this is what happens. Amram Chiyah Ba'aba, another muscle to the same idea. Amram Chiyah Ba'aba Amriyach. The muscle Adam Echad Shele Ben. He has a son, a chitzu, v'sachu, v'chilu, v'ashkeyu. He washed him, he gave him cologne, he gave him to drink. V'tol kisal tzavaroi, and he put money on his neck. V'shivu al pesach shal zaynis. Ma yasa yisabet shal yachta. You put him on the door of the zaynis, what should he do? Not be chayte. Imam shut him out completely. Same thing, that's what tying to Hashem, why I did the eagle. A full stomach is a type of bad. Zoni means also a min. The Rashi brings from the Targum. Zoni can be min. It's a type. It's a type of a bad. Shnema kemarisim veyisbohu savu vayorim libam aken shechuni. But because you're so full, that's why you forgot me. Another pasuk from Nachman Mahacha. Verom levavecha veshachachta as Hashem. You're gonna when you eat so much, then your heart will get like haughty, and then you'll forget Hashem. You eat a lot and you go off. You buy the same. We have a bunch of psukim here that we see that a lot of times Klal Yisrael is choyte matoich the roiv toiv from everything so good. How do you know at the end that the Kodesh Baruch was agreed to Moshe that you're right? I gave him too much money and that's why it happened. Shneema says in the pasuk v'kesef hirbeisi loch v'zohav. I gave him too much kesef and they made it into Avodah Zarah. So you see, the Eibush of Kavayachal was agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is right after the eagle and Moshe Rabbeinu still in Shemayim. And Hashem tells Moshe, Leich Raid. What's a double Lashon? Leich or Raid? Well, which one? My Leich Raid. Moshe, Raid Mugdulaska. Go down from your Gedullah. Klum Esatla Gedullah of Shul Yisrael. The whole reason I made you into a leader is because of Klai Yisrael. Achso Yisrael Chatum. Now Yisrael was Chayta Atalamali. What did he do for? Yad Tazkech Hashem Moshe. Lekech Adav. Moshe couldn't talk. It was such a tiny Moshe, he couldn't even talk. But then the Eibush said, Bekim Shoma, Herif for many Vashmidim, allow me, let go of me, and allow me to destroy them. Oh, Moshe, Dav is a Tali B. I see he's saying Herif for many. I see it is Tali me. Yad Omad. Right then he started davening and begged Hashem for rachmim. He was angry at his son and he was hitting his son very much. And his friend was sitting there, the king's friend was sitting there. He was scared to say anything. I would have killed you if not for the friend. Oh, so he sees that he is a man the armor here. The friend is worth something here. So Amad David Tali B. Miyad Amad Vatzilu. Right then he saved him. Same thing with Moshe. You heard that it's Tali and him. He saved Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk goes further. Says Va'ata Hanicha Li. Leave me. Hashem says, leave me alone. Va'yicha Api Behem Vachalei Va'esa Yischol Yigdolam. Destroy them. Make you into a big nation. Amra Vo Mali Mikra Kasu V'ef Shlo Imrek. Not for the pasuk can't say it. Melami Shetavsu Moshe Lekarz Baruch Hu Ka'odam Shutayfes Chveri Bevigdai. Hanicha Li sounds like leave me alone. So it sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an Adam who grabs the clothing of someone. I am not leaving you alone until you are Michael Klai Yisrael. So that Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed him to the begotten of Hashem and said, I'm not going to, it's like, it's kilo this. Now, of course, this is all a mashal, but the mashal has to make sense. The Tzlach says that Pshat and begotten is that begodim, when a person wears begodim, he wears different. When he goes on vacation, by you know some people, they wear a t-shirt. When they go to chasana, they wear a suit. So what is a begodim? Begodim reflects the mood of the person. It's not the person itself, it reflects the mood. So kavayachal by Hashem also, when certain begodim reflect the mood of midas harachimim, and certain begodim reflect midas hadin. So he says he grabbed on the midas hadin begodim and didn't let that midas hadin cause any harm to Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, the begodov. That's the mashal. Begodov is something that rises on the mood of a person. Zok, the Gemara Vayit, Hashem tells Moshe, I'll make you into a big nation. What's the big deal? I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael, I'll make you into a big nation. Amar Rav Loza, Moshe, Fenei Gosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Ma Kizah Shosholosh Vigolim, Madach Atchir, with three legs. Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Eni yochel amid l'chonecha b'shas kascha kizeh sheregel echad, a chair with one foot, alach kama kama can't stand. And even more, I'm embarrassed of Rami Yaakov. Actually, Yemru Ru'u Parnes Sheherolem. Look at this leader he put on them. Because Gulatzma, he wanted a gdul for himself. So he hears that he's going to become now the new nation. He says, "Yeah, no problem." So he says, "I'll be embarrassed to them." So Moshe's taina was that a three-legged chair is not better than a one-legged chair. Freitzel Takasha. What do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come from Rami Yaakov. Now you have a four-legged chair because you have three. You have Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu. Masha has the kasha, Slach has the kasha. Masha says that Echanami, he just was saying is that with the fourth, it's not going to help the fourth leg, something like that. But the Slach is a shmak of pshat. He says that since he's going to be embarrassed of the Avoisai because he didn't stick up for Klai Yisrael, so they're not going to stick up for him anymore. He'll lose the schus avos of the three. That's what the Slach learns. So the Gemara Vayit. Vayichal Moshe is Pnei Hashem. I'm going to have six pshat in the word Vayichal. Pasha means he's davened to Hashem. Omar Avlaz Malamich, Om Moshe, but Tfil Perikosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shehechileu. He davened Perikosh Baruch Hu in a great way. Achileu Rashi Taiches means Hifzer boy. He davened very, very much. That's one shot. Rav Am Ad Shehechileu Nidra, until he was made for his neder that he said he's going to destroy Klai Yisrael. Ksiv Hocha Vayichal, Ksiv Hosom Lo Yachel Devaro. So you see, Loshon Yachel Devaro means Loshon of Matan Edad. Om Amar, who in Yerichel, Avachere Moichel Lois. He needed Moshe Rabbeinu Kav Yochel to be mefer the neder of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's second shot. Third shot. V'shmul Amar. Melamed Shemosa Atzme L'misa Aleim. The Loshon Vayichal Loshon Cholol of Misa. Shenema V'mayin Mechein Noam Mesifrecha. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you're not going to be Moichel them, erase me from the Sefer. That means he's going to have a Misa Salim, not going to be around anymore. That's a third shot. Fourth pshat, Amar Rav Rambi Yitzchak Malamin Shehichla Aleim Midas Harachmim. He was Meichla Aleim, which means he placed on them the Midas Harachmim. Lashon Chal, you know, something that's Chal, Vayichal. Rabban Amri Malamin Shom Meishofei Mekash Baruch Hu Reish Leilam. Chulun Lach Masa Do Vazah. It's Chulun, it's the opposite of Kedusha's Dusha thing. Vayichal Moshe Es Pnei Hashem, Tanya. So that's a Chulun, it's a Chulun to do this, to destroy Klal Yisrael. That's the fifth shot. The sixth shot, Vechal Moshe Pnei Hashem, Tanya, Om Rav Elazar Gadol, Omer, Melamin, Shom Moshe Vetfil, Pnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Acha Ochsu Achilu, until he got sick, called Achilu. My Achilu, what's the sickness of Achilu? Om Rav Elazar, Eish Shal Atzomais, fire in the bones. What's that? My Eish Shal Atzomais, Om Abaya, Eish Shal Atzomais, a fever. He davened so much until he got a fever. So we zayich at the sixth shot in Vechal Moshe. In a few weeks, about the Parash Kasisa, you have a good Vatayah for the table. So the Gemara writes, "Zechol Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha Asher Hishbat Lehem Boch." It says, "Remember the Schusim Avram Yitzchak Yaakov that you sweared in you. You sweared my Boch. Omer Lozom Moshe Fegash Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom. Ilmon Hishbat Lehem Shmayim Varetz. If you swore in the skies and the land, he says, 'Imer Meshum Kashem Shem Shmayim Varetz B'Teilim.' Just like Shmayim Varetz could be bottle, it's all Talin Hashem. Kach Shuascha B'Teilim." Same thing Yeshua's battle. But Achshav Shem's battle, you swore to the others, they're going to be last forever. That the Zara is going to be last forever. So, and you swore in your own name. Mashim Chagodah Chayv Ekayim Le'olam Ule'om Eilam. Just like your name is forever and ever. Kach Shavasa Kayemes Le'olam Ule'om Eilam. And the Shavu also will be forever. And Moshe Rabbeinu says further in the Tefillah, he says, "Batadaba aleihem," and you promised Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. What did you promise them? Arba ezarachem ki koychevei hashemayim. Their children will be like the stars. B'chol ha'oretz hazoyes asher amarti. And it says etel lehem. What's the end of the pasuk? But what's our marti? That's the kasha. What's the marti? It sounds like we're talking about Hashem. It says "Batadaba aleihem." You told them arba ezarachem ki koychevei hashemayim. Marti etel ezarachem noch loyelam. What's the marti? Now it sounds like a lashon like you told me. Hi, Asher Marti, Asher Martom Boyle. You said you told them, and Boyle. Om Rav Loza, Ad Kan Devei Talmud. Until the word Kikoych Ve'Hashemayim is Hashem talking. The Mechola Oros Asher Marti is the Eibush answering you back that you're right. I'm going to do what you said. Mechola Oros Asher Marti Etin Lazarachem. It's like an answer of Hashem. It says I'm going to give it to them. Takam. It's Divrei Harav. That's one pshat. Shmuel Achmeni Amar Elu Ve'El Divrei Talmud. They're both Divrei Talmud. It's both Moshe talking. El Kachal Moshe Ve'Gesh Baruch Hu. You know, the first thing was Dabar Aleihem, but the second thing you told me. Rabbi Shlom, Dvar Mishah Maritali, Leich Amar Lehem Yisrael B'Shmi, Halachti Maritali Lehem. I told them, V'Shimcha, Ach Shema Ani Yayim, I want to tell them. Because Rashi says, by the Sneh, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, that I'm going to, Allah Eschem Ani Mitzrayim, El Eretz Toiva Ruchava. So he's saying, you told me that you're going to bring them to the land. What are we going to do now? And the pasuk goes further and says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're going to kill Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they're going to say, and built the Yichayel as Hashem, that Hashem cannot do this. Built the Yichayel as Hashem. So what's Loshen Yichayeles? Loshen Nekeva. Yachal Hashem and Vayile. Amar Ablaz, Amar Moshe, Fekash Baruch Hu, Baruch Shal Olam. Achshav Yayimru Umas Olam, the nations of the world are going to say, Toshash Koichi Koichi Kenekeva, that you're weak like a Nekeva. Ve'ini Yachal Hatzel, and you can't save Klal Yisrael. That's what they're going to say. Amakash Baruch Hu Moshe, like Pharaoh, Nisim, and Gruish, Shishi, Lehem, Al Yom. Didn't they see the Nisim and the Gruish I did on the Yamsuf? They're going to think that I can't do it. Amal Afanam, so Moshe Rabbeinu says back, Rabbeinu Shalom, Adai, Yeshlam, Leimar, Lamelech, Echal, Yochal, you know, one king like Paroi, that you can handle. Lamoid, Yochal Amoid. L'stoishim, Echal, Malachim, and Yochal Amoid. But 31 Malachim, those are the kings of Eretz Canaan and the surrounding areas, that you can't stand up to 31 Malachis, the Malachim. So, that was the time to Hashem. Amar Rav Yechon Ranshi Chaza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haidloi, L'Moshe, hey, know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu greet to Moshe, it was a good taina. Shenema, V'yoyim HaHashem, Selachti Kedvarecha, like your words. And like your words are right, that's what would happen. Tanu Be'er Rishmol, Kedvarecha, Asidim Umas Ayam Lemekein. Ashrei, that you're right, that's what would have happened, that's what they would have said, Umas Ayam, that Hashem can't do it. Ashrei Talmud Sh'Rabbi Moidloi, praised is the Talmud who is Rebbe is Moidloi to him. And the pasuk says further, "V'umchay oni, Amar Rav Amar," which is really lashon shvuah. The words are taught a different way. Amar Rav Amar Rav Yitzchak, "Malamich Amar Kosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Moshe Achi Yisani B'Derecha." You gave me life with your words. Kav Yochel, he's saying, "Ah, this is very good words from Moshe Rabbeinu." Zok Tumar Avayta. Back to the tefillah, which we had this before already. Dor Rav Simloi, La'olam Yisad Adam Shvachas Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. When you daven, you're first supposed to thank a Kosh Baruch Hu and praise a Kosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards you daven, afterwards you ask for your needs. Moshe's davening. What does it say first? Hashem Elikim Ata Achleis Laharis Avdukas Godlucha Vizyodcha Chazaka Hashem Mi Hail of Hashem Mayim Varetz. Who like you? Who is no God like you? Hashem Yaskim Asach Vurasacha. So this all praises, and afterwards it says Vixiv Basrei Ebrono Vera Esaretz Hateva. And afterwards he begs Hashem, please let me see Eretz Yisrael. You see, first of all, to say Shvach, then the needs. So we're going to the next Gemara. There's a simon here for all the Rabbi Lozos here. The simon is, Maisim, Tzedakah, Karbon, Koyin, Tainis, Minil, and Barzal.